A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hey, sports fans, welcome on into KSL's Unrivaled. It's Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery, and we're so happy to have you. If you just catch part of the program, do not fear, because you can download the KSL Sports app and get our program anytime you want. It's sponsored by University Federal Credit Union. And it's an amazing thing. So it's like having Alex and myself with you all the time.
Oh, boy.
Just whenever you feel like you need to hear our voices, you know, like a voice of reason, some calm, soothing sounds, just turn us on.
Absolutely. Hey, we're at that point of the night here, Scott, where and it's that point of the week. We only get to do this once a week. And so we're going to jump in here. This is an exciting thing for me because, look, I've waited all week for this, and it's basically one of those deals where if I can look forward to something all week, this is going to be it. It's a weekend. What are the odds? Here we go.
What are the odds? You'll know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen. Probably. What are the odds?
Simple enough game. You can play right at home. Gather around with the kids. Have it be a family night situation. Here's what we do. We give you a situation. We give you a scenario. And you give us the 0 to 100% chance that that thing will or will not happen. Bonus points if you can throw down a if you can throw down a jersey number that correlates with that percentage that you throw out. So here we go. Scott, you ready? Can I start off?
Please.
Maybe I should have had you start off, but I'm okay with this.
All right.
What are the odds Zach Wilson ends up being a Pro Bowl quarterback in his career? Pro Bowl quarterback.
Is that like at some point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl quarterback.
I'll go Bernie Kosar's college jersey at Miami, 20%.
20%. Okay. Yeah. That's low, it's also about a 20% chance anybody in the league, I guess, would be.
Yeah, they give out Pro Bowl awards to mm-hmm. anyone these days. And it's just not as big a deal as maybe in the past. I mean, the Jets have done a few things in the draft, and there's a lot of excitement there. A new sheriff, a new deal is in town, but man, it's going to be hard. It really is.
Okay.
It's
I'm going to do a. I'm going to go Jamal Williams college number also, and go 21%. 21%. Maybe stick with that BYU theme. I don't think that it, and that's not a diss. I'm not trying to diss on it. I'm just saying the odds are made. I think that like if it was a 50-50 shot, take 25% of that off because you're going to New York because you're in the situation that you're in. So there you go. Scott, go ahead. Here we go.
All right. What are the odds? I'm going to jump around here a little bit.
No problem.
What are the odds that since BYU does not have Zach Wilson this fall? What are the odds that BYU in football this fall beats Utah?
Yeah.
It's in Provo, mm-hmm. and they're breaking in a whole set of new people there in Provo.
Well, they kind of still are at Utah, too. I know it was an early couple games, handful of games last year.
Do you want me to help you out? BYU's got no chance. I'll just tell you that.
I'm not
buying
right
out of
this.
The gate.
Because
BYU's
you did the whole
– got no chance.
That's fine. You can say all that except for – look, Utah's not necessarily in a spot that they. I know that you project them to be a Pac-12 champion.
You cannot even say any of this with a straight face.
I'm trying to think of a number. That's what I'm trying to.
So you're trying to figure out.
BYU beats Utah this fall. I'm going to go with a Brady Christensen 76% chance.
That BYU wins.
BYU wins this fall.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can we bet on this? Because
it might be 70. No, well, we will. I'm sure as it gets – Scott, this is the end of April, man. I'm sure as it gets closer
– never too early to talk about the crossover.
I'm sure as it gets closer, we'll be able to hone our betting skills and figure this thing out. And maybe even, you know, maybe I give you a couple points. Maybe you give me a couple points. You know, we don't know. We don't know.
I'm going to give you a Zach Wilson – college number 11%.
He was number one. His early number.
Yes,
you're saying his very first number.
Yes, his number. Yes,
I feel a lot better about that one than
I'm not going to go to 1%. That would. Although I like those percentages better, but I'll just be generous and say 11%.
So insulting.
Zach Wilson.
I've got two NBA basketball ones in this list here that I want to get to. Let's start first with this one. What are the odds the Suns end up winning the West?
Oh, if you watch trends, the Jazz are kind of tanking right now.
Not tanking.
They're struggling.
They've
tanking, had an easy
– Tanking well, implies that they're making the decision. Struggling is just somebody else is making that decision
for you. They're supposed to have the easier schedule in the second half of the season. They haven't played all that great, and maybe they're a little tired. I don't know. And the Suns just kind of seem dialed in. But I'm a homer. So
there you go.
I'm going to go – I was going to go Carl Eaton.
Oh, Carl Eaton.
Mark Eaton.
Split the difference between Carl Malone and Mark Eaton there.
Yeah.
He was like a 42.
I'll go Mark Eaton 53%.
Okay, 53% chance that the Suns win the West. So you're giving them a better odds of them winning.
Oh, the Suns are winning.
Suns win the West.
No. I'm sorry, 47% Mel Blount.
Okay. Well, you could have said 47% Andre Kirilenko.
Andre Kirilenko. I like it. Let's stay with the Jazz, of course. Yes. This is a themed show.
All right, keep going, Scott. Give me another
one. Okay, what are the odds old Tim Tebow is on the Jags roster this year?
Oh, boy.
I like this one, by the way.
I'm trying to think what number he was in college, if it's low enough. Was he number 11? I think
he was
number 11.
He was number 11 in college.
That's not low enough. I don't think he's going to be close to making a roster.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Not even close.
Oh.
I'm going to give him a Jeff Garcia 5% chance of getting on that roster.
Wow, Jeff Garcia. My goodness.
And I think 5 is being generous. Was Jeff Garcia left-handed?
No, he was right-handed.
I'm just used to seeing somebody in a 49ers.
Well, here, I'll help you out. I'll give him a Mark Brunell 8% chance.
Okay.
Yes, of being on the roster, because Mark was left-handed.
Hey, former Washington Husky.
And he still is left-handed.
God, love that. He still is. He didn't lose it in an industrial accident or something.
He's still left-handed. Every day he wakes up, he's still left-handed.
Scott, we talked about Aaron Rodgers already. Last segment. What do you think the odds are? So with all this turmoil that's going on, does the dust settle and they figure this thing out and he ends up starting? What are the odds that he starts at quarterback week one for the Packers?
I'm kind of getting over Aaron Rodgers.
Honeymoon's over between you and old Aaron Rodgers here?
I kind of liked watching him play for a while, but I just don't like the drama. I don't like the edit.
I love this. Like, I'm over you. I'm over you. I'm moving on. It's not you. It's not me. It's you.
Yeah. It's really you.
It's really you.
I'm going to say, in spite of my disassociation.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's about a Warren Sapp 99% chance.
Wow, that he's going to start at Green Bay.
He's going to be the.
So I think the dust will settle as well, but I think 99% chances. I mean, you're giving way too many odds. He doesn't want to lose this face off, and the Packers are like, we're paying you kajillions of dollars. We can't. What do you mean repair what we've done? Does that mean trade Jordan Love? Does that mean you just go, hey, we need to reverse our course on this one? No, you're right. We should have drafted a quarterback in the 7th round. You know,
I hated Dan Marino, but I hated Don Shula. Well, no, I was just thinking of all the arguments that Shula and Marino got in.
Right.
I mean, I was like, watch the sidelines, people. Much more entertaining than the actual game.
But guess what? In the end, they were two pros who tried to figure it out.
Right. It's like, I understand being competitive, but come on.
I think he's going to be let me see here. I'm going to give it a Randy Moss 84% chance.
Oh.
Randy Moss 84% chance.
The old Randy Moss.
Let me see. Is that all the ones? No, the last one here.
The last one is, what are the odds the Jazz finish Or is it your turn to ask the question?
No, go ahead. I don't care.
The Jazz finished with a home court advantage through the playoffs.
Boy, it turns out we got to go to a break, Scott.
No, it's probably good. We need to.
No, I'm going to give it a home court throw. They got to be the number one seed then. I'm going to give it a Ricky Rubio 3% chance.
I'm going to give it a Mark Eaton 53% chance.
There you go. That's,
I knew I was saving that for something.
Good for you. Taking the break here. We'll come back when we return. If you missed our discussion with Mitch Harper, you can hear what he has to say about the draft, about how that's going to work out for BYU into the future when it comes to recruiting to Kalani Sitake's team down in Provo. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.